Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got to get to this before we get to some more of the feedback on Antonio Brown.
Right.
I personally love this story.
Well, of course you do because you're into golf etiquette and all that crap.
Well, of course, yeah.
This isn't just about golf, though, so don't get concerned. We're still talking football. But
we're not going to talk about my hole-in-one?
Oh, my God.
Oh, never mind. No.
It didn't count.
Sorry.
Are you familiar with the golfer Matt Kuchar?
I am, yeah.
Like, he's considered a good guy, isn't he?
He is. Okay, he's got an endorsement deal with Skechers. He's like your... You know, a friendly dad that's out there.
Okay.
He's got, like, gray hair.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Reasonably competitive.
Okay. This was late last year. He won the Mayakoba Golf Classic in Mexico City, and he won $1.3 million. Great.
Yeah.
Good job.
Nice paycheck.
$1.3 million for winning the golf tournament. Per proper golf etiquette, pro golf etiquette,
yeah,
Kuchar would have tipped his caddy 10% of the tournament winnings.
His personal caddy. Yes.
Guy by the name of David Ortiz. Not Big Poppy, but David Ortiz.
Oh, we figured out what David Ortiz has been up to since he retired. Okay.
So 10% would have been about $130,000. Good work, but, you know, if you're a pro golfer caddy, he's important.
Pretty nice paycheck.
Instead of tipping him $130,000, Ortiz, who is not Kuchar's regular caddy, got $5,000 for his efforts. Instead of $130,000, which according to the little pro golf snobs, that's the standard etiquette.
Yep.
He got $5,000. Now, despite the flack about it, Kuchar maintains that $5,000 was a good deal for Ortiz because it was actually $1,000 more than the fee they had originally agreed upon. So Kuchar said before the tournament, listen, I'm not going to win the damn thing, so I'll just give you $4,000. We'll be done with it. And then when he wins, shouldn't you spread the wealth? But he maintains, and now it's gotten a little bit ugly. He says, I ended up paying $5,000. I thought that was more than we agreed upon. I kind of think if he had the chance to do it again, same deal, he'd say yes again. He offered to add another $15,000 to
it? Yeah, he sent him a check for $15,000, and the guy sent it back to him because he thought it was insulting.
Right.
I would have taken it, obviously.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Really? But he sent it back, so the $15,000 would have made it $20,000 instead of the $130,000 that 10% would be. So, just side with the golfer here who, like, he didn't know if he was going to win. He agreed. He hired this caddy, not his regular caddy. He said, I'll pay you $4,000 caddy for me. They agreed upon it, and he ended up giving him $5,000. Whereas once he won, standard etiquette, he should have gotten $130,000. Is David, not Big Poppy Ortiz, being petty about this, or is Matt Kuchar being a DB?
Oh, it's 100% Matt Kuchar. And the phone number is 248-539-9797. Yes, because... I mean, I understand when at first when you're coming to this agreement, it's a guy that you probably just met, that you met through the course that you're playing at, through the tournament. He's just looking for a side job for the weekend, right? But when you win $1.3 million, okay, and you've won $50 million playing golf in your career,
wow,
okay,
wow,
and he has endorsement deals off the golf course, okay, so he's probably worth $60, $70 million, you know, when all is said and done, right?
Yeah.
How can you not? Even $100,000, I think, would have been at least more acceptable than $5,000.
So how did this come to light? Did David Ortiz, the caddy, go narking to somebody and say, do you know what this jackass did? Do you know how he lowballed me?
Okay, if that's the case, then I kind of would side with Kuchar a little bit more because that's not really what you want to do.
Okay, but here's the other thing. And again, I'm not a huge golf guy.
You don't even have to be a golf guy.
No, but did the caddy really do enough to earn $130,000?
But
did
that's not
really?
The point.
Why? Because the guy he's caddying for had a great weekend and did really well. Probably nothing to do with the caddy. It's not even his normal caddy. Why
no.
should he? I'm not being caddy
not
about
his
it.
Normal caddy, but it's not just That's good. It's not just carrying a golf bag, you know, and that's your, whole, that's your only job. Yeah, it's not like Happy Gilmore, that kid that he picks up who was, you know, trying to, you know, wash his windshield or whatever it is. It's not like the homeless guy out there just carrying the bag, eating, you know, crackers and whatnot. You're legitimate.
What else does,
that guy has
use
an
this club.
No. He has an intimate knowledge of the course. So, you know, say, I don't know, is an approach from 150, but this guy knows the course well enough that he'll say, hey, beyond the trees, there's a bit of a breeze coming in from the south. You're going to want to play a fade here. He has that knowledge. So, theoretically, he probably did help Kuchar win the $1.3 million in winning the tournament.
Well, didn't every other caddy caddying for every other golfer have that same intimate knowledge? Isn't that all canceled out? Doesn't it come down to what the little golfer does?
Well, of course it does, but all of those caddies would be entitled to the 10%.
You know what? I'm starting to lean away from towards the caddy on this.
Okay.
First of all, he got caddy about
Hold on.
Sending the $15,000 back, he got very caddy about it.
First of all, I have an appreciation for the wordplay. That's excellent. But
secondly,
did you hear what Kuchar said when this has become a bigger ordeal? He did say, you know, I really thought for a guy, talking about Ortiz, for a guy that only makes a couple of $100 a week working at the course, I thought that would be a very fair deal to give him $5,000. Almost as if to say, you know, he's only a greenskeeper, so $5,000 to him is a lot of money. That is not the type of comment that is going to get my support.
So he was pretty snotty, Matt Kuchar, and his quote was, you're not going to buy people's ability to be okay with you, and this seems to be a social media issue more than anything. I don't think it should be, knowing that there was a complete agreed-upon deal, that not only did I meet it, but I exceeded it, so I'm certainly not losing any sleep over this.
I think Kuchar looked at it and went, well, you know what? My regular caddy, Joe Schmo, you know, whoever normally caddies for him, he's probably going, well, I won, and I don't have to give him the regular 10%, 130 grand. Wow, I got an extra 125 out of this whole ordeal. Perfect. I guarantee he's looking at it like, I want all my monies, all of them.
That's the only reason he didn't give him the regular tip is because it wasn't his regular caddy, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And they agreed to a price beforehand. When you agree to a fee beforehand, does that throw out the standard tipping fee?
I
don't know how your little sport works.
Could it have been more than four grand? Okay, $4,000 was the agreed-upon value. Come on. Like, you didn't think you were winning, clearly, if you're Matt Kuchar, okay?
Listen, I'm not giving the caddy a free pass here. I'm not.
All right, 248-539-9797. Let's get a call in here. Let's go to John in Farmington. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hey, John.
Hello?
Hey, John.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hey, I'm in Romulus. I don't know where Farmington came from.
Oh, okay. No worries.
Okay. Hey, I blame the caddy 100%. Let me tell you why before you guys go off. He agreed to $4,000 or whatever it was, $5,000, whatever it was. Okay, that's on him. Now, if Matt Kuchar wants to give him an extra $15,000 or whatever, that's up to him. If he doesn't, well, listen, learn. You agreed to something. You're a man. Stand up. Just because he won the whole thing, if he would have offered you more, that's on him. But you got what you agreed to. Don't quit your bitching. You got what you agreed. See what happened is social media is putting pressure on everybody. You can't say this. You can't say that. Oh, I was unfair. It's like a fund for me account when people are upset about what happened to them. It gets on my nerves.
You know, you're right. Social media turns it into a witch hunt
it's
in many ways.
Yeah.
It is. And you know what?
It's a feel sorry for me account. It's a feel sorry for me industry with the Facebook
okay,
and all this.
But isn't this rich guy being a little bit petty himself and keeping
I
all the money?
Care.
Kuchar's made $60 or $70 million on the course. Come on.
Lesson learned, don't caddy from him anymore. It's just like when you go in a store or you go in a restaurant and you get bad service and you say, oh, I should have got better service. Don't go anymore. Don't caddy for him anymore. caddy from somewhere else. Especially now, you're a famous caddy. You probably get anybody now. They'll feel sorry for you. Go caddy.
See, but he's not a famous. He's not a famous caddy, though.
Well, he is now.
Well, sure, his name is, but not because he's a great caddy, just because he's connected to this story.
But no, but think about this too. If he agreed to $4,000 beforehand, right?
Yeah.
He was thinking Kuchar wasn't going to win. So maybe Kuchar was
probably, but Kuchar was also thinking he probably wasn't going to win either.
Okay, but why wouldn't the caddy say, you know what, I'll just do whatever the standard percentage is. I think you might win this damn thing or something. He, by accepting $4,000, he was showing no faith in
all right.
the golfer.
All right, where do you fall on this? Are you with Kuchar or are you with this caddy here, the poor, poor caddy? He only got $5,000 out of this. 248-539-9797. We'll get to some of your feedback coming up. Bogey and Wojo, 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.